It's our gutter show. Neil Atkinson, Paul Cope, Paula Murphy and Mike Nevin with you on this Wednesday afternoon to wear through Liverpool's transfer targets, the reality of what's suddenly in front of Liverpool around a couple of players, and to discuss the outs, either the actual ones or the potential ones. We will get put back to Paul Senior and Rob Gutman soon enough. I'm just sitting in for this one today, but very pleased to have the people I've got with me. We'll start off talking about Pulisic, Paul Cope, and we'll talk about the notion of an opportunity and an opportunity cost. I think for a while Liverpool supporters have thought there's a fair chance Christian Pulisic ends up a Liverpool player. Mm-hmm. But things can happen in football, and there's every chance there's going to be a couple of vacancies for a first team position at Chelsea, with reference to the rumours around Hazard and Willian. There's every chance that Chelsea therefore might have the money to be able to do the job, but also there's every chance that they can also say to the player that you can give him time on the pitch. Mm-hmm. And there's the reality that playing for Chelsea and Liverpool is slightly tricky. It's not impossible. So if Liverpool have been thinking, we'd rather he did another year at Dortmund, we'd rather he developed a little bit more, we'd rather come back to him, because Liverpool have bid for him before, 30 million when he was a 17-year-old. You've got to think, if Liverpool aren't in the conversation, it's either because a decision's been made or there's something else going on which suggests that right now they don't want to put that sort of money on the table.
Yeah, possibly. It's obviously all speculation at this point. I'd be absolutely amazed if we're not in the conversation for him, given the past. And it was really funny the other day, I love when things like this happen on the internet. I was literally reading an article about Pulisic, and I think it was by Neil Jones or something like that, and in the article it was off the back of the game in the States, and he was really bigging up Liverpool basically, and saying that the atmosphere against Dortmund was incredible, and the journey we went on last year was incredible, and it's inspirational, all the rest of it. And I clicked out of that article, and the first thing I saw was tweet saying he's stopped contract talks with Dortmund, and I was like, wow, well, that it's clear what's going to happen next there then.